Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
daphealth.org.
Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Thanks to Johnny Mathis. Gosh, I opened for him, I think I was 17 or 18, at the California State Fair. And we're both still here. That's not something I can say every day. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Tuesday, August 30th. If you're up nice and early with me, you're listening to us on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and now 101.9 FM. At the end of that hour, we're playing my recordings, my music, the music that Sammy Kahn wrote for me. It makes me happy. Hope it makes you happy. If it doesn't, don't tell me. And then at 8 o'clock, switch over to the other iVox station. That would be 9:20 a.m., where I started 26 years ago, and also 99.1 FM, and listen to the Joey English Show. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. And after we're finished, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Sit back, relax, I'll drive. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Good things for Tuesday, August 30th. The Purple Room with Michael Holmes, they were on the show yesterday, reopens tonight, 1900 East Palm Canyon Drive, purpleroompalmsprings.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center presents Les Michael's Life is a Cabaret, an open mic tomorrow. Sign up at 4:45. Camelot Theaters, remember the great popcorn. Details, psculturalcenter.org. The Coachella Valley Firebirds, you're going to love hockey. Individual tickets are on sale now. Some of the games coming up Sunday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Angel of the Winds in that pretty arena in Seattle, Washington. If you're a good fan, go up there. Details at cvfirebirds.com. Okay, let's do legendary with our good friend Wink Martindale. His legendary award-winning history of rock and roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 a.m., 92.3 FM, and now 101.9 FM. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, we're going to spend this hour with three, Rodney Dangerfield used to say, great girl singers. Okay, GGSs. Is there a great girl singer? So let's talk singer number one, curtain number one. Siobhan Velarde, did I say it right?
You did.
I know you and I know how pretty you are, but what nationality is that beautiful name?
The name is Gaelic. It's an old Irish name. Yes.
But you're not old. Are you Irish?
Well, I'm sort of halfway in between both, I think.
Does it mean something?
It's a derivative of Joan. So it's just an old name. And
Siobhan.
Yes. There's a comedian, Lee Mack, that does an entire bit on Irish girl names, and my name happens to be in there, and it's very funny. If you can ever Google it, it really, every few months I watch it again, and it just really cracks me up.
S-I-O-B.
Yes.
H-A-N.
Yes, pronounced Siobhan with a V.
Why did your parents pick that?
My father lived in England. He was stationed there in the service, and he was involved in theater. My father was a great artist and ultimately worked in television and film, but he was a big fan of Siobhan McKenna, who was very big in the English stage and also of film. So I was named after actress Siobhan McKenna.
My son flew out of Lakenheath Air Force Base in England.
Okay.
Out by Cambridge.
Okay.
Was your dad was in the military?
He was. He was in the Air Force.
Good for him. Of course he was.
He was.
Was he at Lakenheath? I bet he was.
I don't know. I honestly don't. I know he was in Oxford, but I honestly don't know exactly
small world,
the details about it. Yeah. I definitely grew up the daughter of an artist. We didn't talk too much about that. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
My son is an Air Force fighter pilot.
I mean,
he's a killer and a king. I was
amazing.
Kidding. But his degree from the academy is in the humanities.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
So there speaks to your dad as well.
And my dad worked in intelligence for the Air Force. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's a nice story. How'd you become an entertainer?
I think growing up on sound stages, I just always had the bug. Being an actress or something like that was never really part of the deal. I wanted to be the director. I'm bossy and I wanted to be in charge. So dad was working on a show, The White Shadow, which I don't know if you remember. And Bruce Paltrow was the director, and he was so kind, and I would always sit in his seat. And at that point, I thought, I'm going to be a director. That's what I'm going to do. And years later, that was always the plan. I got into USC Film School.
Wow.
And then didn't go because I fell in love and, you know, started a family way earlier. But it just sort of, you know, life took a different direction, and I thought, I still have this in me. I still, you know, I'm not necessarily cut out to just be a stay-home mom. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm a creative type. So I took an acting class. And then from that, I met a friend that we did College Singers. We went to New York. We did some things and really never thought of myself as a singer. But I knew I was an entertainer and had a really great teacher, Polly Fitch, who was just at a community college, who gave me wonderful advice and really gave me the confidence and said, you have something here.
Oh,
you know, run
fun.
With it. And then, you know, you catch the bug. And it was just, it was community theater. And then I was president of an acting club and directed a lot of plays. And then a friend of mine, I was working at the only little dive bar in Victorville.
Oh, I know Victorville.
You know Victorville.
We all know Victorville.
It was called West Side 15. It was tiny, and it was the only gay bar in the whole high desert up there. And I was singing there with my friend Joel Ivins, met a lot of people, and my friend Joey Anderson moved down here, and he said, you've got to come to Palm Springs. You've got to come here. You can sing. And I thought, no, I don't want to do it by myself. And I went to an open mic, I want to say it was around 2001, at Toucans.
Oh, my.
Yes. And Tommy Rose was emceeing, and I went up and I did my three songs. And he went up to Jason and Eddie at the time, who owned it, and said, I want her. And I got hired on the spot. And then I just sort of just snowballed from there. And, yeah, met my really, really, really good friend Dana Atkins that year.
They're out there in the green room
that isn't green. But she was the first one, really, that kind of took me under her wing. Because when you're new in the desert, it's a small town. And not everyone is as gracious and sweet, but Dana was. And from that has been just one of the greatest friendships of my life. I adore her, and she's always been wonderful and very supportive.
So bring us forward into current time. What are you doing now? Where can we see you, hear you, watch you? Are you directing anything?
Well, I recently moved to the area after 21 years of performing down here. I finally moved to Palm Springs, which is like something we never thought we'd do.
Welcome home. All is forgiven.
Thank you. I know. So I'm a new resident. My husband and my two kids, my adult sons are with us as well. It's actually my husband's birthday today, the 30th.
Oh.
Yes, it is. So happy birthday, babe.
We're glad you were born.
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is Michael.
Villardi.
Yes. And okay. We've been together 35 years.
What a beautiful
now.
Name. Siobhan yes. Villardi.
Thank you.
International.
Very.
What nationality is Villardi?
That is a Spanish name.
Spanish.
Yes. My husband is Mexican, and I come from, Mexican, Irish, English, everything.
Great. So you've moved down here now.
We moved down here now, and I took a job being a full-time manager at Runway in Cathedral City.
Back runway. To the Air Force.
Yes. Love our little runway. But they're wonderful. They've given me such creative control, and I create different shows, which I knew you were just this last weekend at our show, Vixen. But we've done Tipsy Trio. We've done Scandal. We've done so many different shows that can go on and on. And it's ever-changing. I have creative control there, and I love it.
And you're performing.
I am. I perform in the shows that I produce and put together. I'm also the lead performer.
Can you tell everybody? I know how to drive there, but I don't know that I could tell everybody. What's the address for Runway? Do you know it?
It is. It's 6300 Gay Resort Drive. People get a little confused. It does share a parking lot, and it's on the premises of the same grounds as CCBC. Which is the Cathedral City Boys Club.
Yep.
But it
great
is an independent.
Hotel.
It is. It's an independent restaurant and
the food
bar.
Is good.
The food's great. We have Chef Tony is killing it. He's just expanding and
Is Tony a man? He's a man.
Yes.
Said the girl named Joe.
Yes.
Okay, Tony. Tony is a male chef. Okay.
Yes.
So now. Are they open 7 days a week?
Right now, we're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay, Wednesday through Sunday.
And the hours go from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we open 8 a.m. for breakfast and also close at 8 p.m. But we're hoping to expand those hours soon. I mean, it's summer right now, but when season picks up, we're hoping to add.
Well, it's the 30th of August.
Sure.
The end, we hope.
Yes, we're getting close.
Is there entertainment every night?
Not every night. No, this afternoon we do on the Thursday, or I'm sorry, not this afternoon, but Thursday afternoons, okay. We have one from 1 to 3, we have Big Daddy Bingo.
Big Daddy Bingo.
Big Daddy Bingo, which is Dan Van Wee, and he calls out a very colorful, fun bingo, and what? We have our regulars and have such a good time, and it's free to play, and you get great prizes. And then we do, coming up soon, we have Brian Scott is going to be there every Friday night starting September 9th. And then Big Daddy Bingo is going to be coming on Saturday afternoons as well. So he'll be there Thursday and Saturday. And then on, let's see, we have, there's the Big Daddy Bingo, there's that. We have Jason Weber that's coming back in October.
October.
And then Vixen is once a month. And other shows, you have to just keep checking out the runway calendar.
And there must be a website for that.
There is. It's runwayccbc.com. Yes. And you can check out their calendar and see a lot of the events are ticketed.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And the food, I mean, let's spend a minute on the food.
It's great.
I had a great salad there one time.
Oh, the salads are beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. They're really good, and they're getting better every day. I mean, really, it's we're quite a team. It's a really, the front of the house and the back of the house, we're all one.
So you have good plans. You are now the creative consultant. Is that what you call yourself?
Sure, I'm a little bit of that, and I'm also the manager.
Oh, see?
Yes. Yeah. So I do handle the bookings, and I, you know, work with Terry, who's our offsite that does a lot of that. But
does
Eric,
Richard Altman still own it?
Richard's there, but it's his son that is sort of doing most of that, Eric.
Eric.
Eric, who is just the greatest boss. Eric. He's amazing. Good
if
man.
If someone wants to talk to you about performing there,
yes,
how do they reach you or... Is there
they
a
can read me. They,
call.
I, yeah, they can.
Runway.
It's a little difficult. It's my name, Siobhan at CCBC or at runway.com. But you can also
just runway.com.
It's Siobhan. Yeah, it's Siobhan at runway.com.
Not
yes.
The CC.
No,
okay.
Siobhan at runway.com.
Joey Pals, this will all be up on my website.
Yes,
with the phone numbers and the email.
Yes,
Siobhan at runway.com.
Yes, but they can call the restaurant and ask for me. I'm there most days.
Do you know that number by heart?
I do not know that number by heart.
We will look it up and put it on the website. Not to worry. That's what I do. Well, what a great story.
Yes.
Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you. And Hell on Heels is coming back with Kitty Murray.
Oh, yeah.
We've done that.
We're working our way
times.
Through Siobhan. Now that you've learned to say that, this one's easy. Kitty Murray and Dana Atkins. We know that name for years here in the Coachella Valley. It's Joey English. We're starting off with Siobhan Velarde. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.